Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm with business on all the continents. Chris also helps me with an interpretation of the fast-moving and extremely non-transparent business of AI, artificial intelligence. And at the top of the pile for AI right now in the U.S. is a company called NVIDIA, led by a man named Jensen Huang, an extremely hard-working genius. Jensen Huang founded that company in the early 90s to make graphic presentation that fits gamers. The GPU is what they manufacture. It was for gamers. And the gamers dominated the story for the rest of the 90s and early into the 21st century. It became like a commodity, the GPU they made, and it kept improving it. But that's essentially, they were for those wonderful games that teenagers play and that adults continue. Well, then all of a sudden came the revelation about large language models. And almost an accident, they discovered that the GPU at NVIDIA made the AI product better and better and better. I don't know all the intricacies of the changeover, but NVIDIA, these years later, has become the thing you must have in order to compete at the level of moving towards what is called AGI, which is their language for better than human. So right now, Chris is here to explain something that's a headline this morning that requires unpacking those facts. Jensen Huang, he's in every bit of this story. NVIDIA to invest $5 billion in Intel, goes the headline in the Financial Times. Subhead, deal will also see the two U.S. groups co-develop chips for PCs and data centers. Data centers, that's the one to watch. Don't watch PCs, watch data centers. They're going to eat up electricity, water, power, geniuses, the economy, data centers. Chris, why is Jensen Huang investing in a company that was 24 hours ago considered a loser? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's a very smart play on Mr. Wang's part because NVIDIA is a fabless company, meaning that while they design chips, they do not have the ability to manufacture them. They partner with TSMC and others on the manufacturing of the chips. Intel is a chip designer, but also owns a lot of fabs. So it's strategic to NVIDIA for several reasons. One, ability to co-develop new products into the Intel product stream, and you still have hundreds of millions of Intel-based systems around the world on desktops, laptops, servers. Number two, it potentially gives NVIDIA access to Intel's fab resources. So over the course of time, that could lessen NVIDIA's reliance on TSMC as a contract manufacturer or a fab and allow NVIDIA to have much more control and or certainty in the future around their products from the manufacturing perspective. But that's also a very long and complex game.
The additional detail here is that 24 hours ago, the news was that the Chinese Communist Party had directed all of the Chinese consumer class, that would be the big stuff, no longer buying NVIDIA chips, none whatsoever. NVIDIA ruled out even the chip that Jensen Huang had designed to sell into the Chinese market, no more. And that was seen as a blow to NVIDIA. How does that connect to this Intel deal, or does it?
So, John, Mr. Xi and the kind of core Chinese leadership are trying to push China to separate from United States technology to be able to be self-sustaining and to build further national champions such as Huawei and others to have them build more advanced chips. The challenge there being that a Huawei does not have access to the most advanced tools from the Dutch company ASML, where TSMC and Intel and others do. So it's a drive from central planners in China to try to force a market. But in reality, all it will do is put China further behind on advanced AI with that type of a ban.
My information read, it's only what I read, is that DeepSeek, which is the company that Xi Jinping has brandished as the answer to Jensen Huang and NVIDIA, DeepSeek has started using Huawei chips that are said to be the answer to ASML and TSMC. But in the trial that they ran, there was a shortfall, and they had to fall back on using NVIDIA chips. The Huawei chip was not adequate for what they were asking. I'm speaking generally. Is that anecdote accurate? And doesn't that mean that the Chinese Communist Party is either one, condemning them to be number two or number three for a number of years, and two, not listening to the facts? Which is it, Chris?
John, I think it's both. Principally, you are dealing with an environment that you cannot be competitive on a global scale in chip manufacturing unless you have open access to the best tools, the best people, the best supply chains. China is closed off from that supply chain due to U.S. sanctions, so they will not be able to compete at the highest levels. The Chinese are very good at Tier 2, Tier 3 chips, and Huawei and others continue to chase NVIDIA, but they're not going to catch up in that race. And with this type of action, trying to force greater restrictions, not only will that further hurt the Chinese economy on the chip side, because they'll be dealing with Tier 3 chips, but at the AI side, it'll put the Chinese models even further behind U.S. company growth.
Politics, let's do it. It just so happens that the president enjoyed a state visit to Windsor Castle in these last 24 hours, and with an elaborate dinner, everybody was at their very best. The king and queen were the host and hostess, and I believe Jensen Huang was in attendance along with other executives of Silicon Valley. And there was suggestion in the FT this morning, this is London talking, Oxbridge Labor, that Jensen Huang and the president had spoken, quite aside from the dinner. Can we say that Mr. Trump blesses the investment by NVIDIA, given that the White House had essentially assumed the credibility of Intel on its own shoulders, and that was said to be a burden to the White House, a company that was losing money? Can we presume that Mr. Trump blesses NVIDIA's investment and that this in some fashion fits into the China deal now being cooked up, we're told?
John, I'd say there's a very, very high probability. The U.S. government stepped in to backstop Intel because there were continued concerns about the future and stability with the $10 billion investment now aligning in its the exact type of deal you might see in the art of the deal. Mr. Trump, President Trump has said, hey, NVIDIA, you could probably curry additional favor with the administration by co-investing with us, aligning to Intel and national champion strategy of you both being national champions and trying to help grow that that domestic industry much better, faster, stronger. So it has all the hallmarks of a Trump-style deal.
Is this an answer to China as well? Is this a smug way of saying, no, you can't control us, we can control you? Because we know they haven't closed the deal yet.
So, John, I don't think a U.S. AI or U.S. Top-tier tech investors or the tech community was super concerned about China. There's always watch with some of the things that come out of China to say how close are they competitively. But at the top tiers of technology, the Chinese simply cannot compete because of the restrictions. And while we'll continue to be watchful on the wall until those restrictions change on tools like ASML, even with those restrictions being lifted, it might be a 5, 10, 15 year game of cat and mouse. It's not going to happen overnight.
Putting it all on the map, make sure I've got this right. ASML makes the machines, the fabs themselves, that are shipped very carefully to consumers like Intel and TSMC. in Taipei, Taiwan, but Intel is going to build in several U.S. states, I believe the Southwest and perhaps Ohio as well. NVIDIA designs chips and the software that goes into them. And NVIDIA is now working with Intel, which means it's working with the manufacturer of the highest end. I'm presuming that TSMC will continue to work with the highest end. All of this adds up to the future, the needs for those data centers. It's all in train, and every once in a while we see somebody say, what if it's a bubble? So I come to end this conversation with you, Chris. You're very generous. What is the thinking right now? Is it a bubble or is it a real thing?
So, John, there's a tremendous amount of investment in AI. As in many points in technology, you'll have overinvestment, and from that, there'll be a small group of winners, 3%, 5%. But those small group of winners will pay back the investors times 100 to what they put in on those investments. So there's still a very specific arc towards success within the industry and the opportunity there. And I think you'll still see, hopefully, American dominance in this sector for years and years to come.
Chris Riegel, CEO of Scala.com, global technology firm. This is the Scala Report.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.